from Gary O'Neill Studios in Baltimore.
You're listening to the C-Plan Do Show. Gary O'Neill.
All right, here you go. Get the check.
Damn, this shit flaming.
In the morning, love, and the sunlight hurts my eyes, and something without warning, love, bears heavy on my mind. Then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
Check, 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 checkity check. What's up, everybody? What's up? Happy Pod Day! Yeah! Woo! What's up, everybody? Welcome to the C Plan Do Show. See what you want to do, plan it out, and simply do it. I am your host, your mindset coach, your motivational mindset coach, life coach, business coach, your favorite coach's favorite coach, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, entrepreneur, all those wonderful things. You can check in my bio, Mr. Gary O'Neill Jr. And as always, when you see me getting my favorite snowball, please don't forget the junior. Shout out to Pops and welcome to another power-packed podcast here, season 4, episode 6, entitled That 243. And in today's episode, we're going to talk about how to deal with rejection, our appetizer, our delicious appetizer for today. We're going to have a business conversation. It's time. It's time, because I'm pretty sure you've seen things out in the community with local business owners, and it's time. So today, as always, let's get to our shout outs. My day one A1 listeners, thank you for consistently being here, letting me know about the shows, buying merch, all those wonderful things, giving me words of encouragement. Thank you, thank you, thank you, my day one A1 listeners, my first time listeners who are just checking us out for the first time. Thank you so much for stopping by. People that are watching this in 1080p. Hey, you're watching this on YouTube or whatever streaming platform, your favorite streaming platform. Thank you for checking us out. People that are in the U.S., outside of the U.S., because yes, when I check the numbers, and I do check the numbers, when I see where people are listening to the show from, yes, and I do that, I see that it's a lot of people that are in different countries all across the world. So thank you for the international, for the domestic and international love. So I'm going to make sure that next week, I'm going to look to see where people are listening to, I'm going to have a greeting just for you. So season 4, episode 26, entitled That 243. So I did my shout outs. And so now I am so hopefully you guys are having an amazing day, an amazing week, an amazing month. I know cicadas are probably getting on your nerves, all those wonderful things. But guess what? We're here. We're here. All right. So can we get straight to our C Plan Do moment of the week? And that is brought to you by Heart Savers Maryland. So right after this brief commercial announcement, we're going to get right into it.
Are you looking to get certified in CPR, first aid, or other life-saving skills? Heart Savers Maryland is your premier CPR training facility. Individual and classroom sessions available. Schedule your training at heartsaversmd.com. Each second counts. Get trained today.
All right. So your C Plan Do moment of the week is entitled Consistency. Last week on the show, I had the wonderful Daniela Garcia, the founder of Pod Booking. And one of the things that she said was that success is inevitable. as long as you're consistent. And that has been ringing in my mind because consistency is a thing. So I saw a great quote that I want to share with you. And it says, success isn't always about greatness. It is about consistency. Consistent hard work leads to success. Great results will come and greatness will come. When you really think about in the sports arenas, people that are Hall of Famers that are really great, you really have the great ones. You have the Michael Jordans and you have the great football players or soccer players and all these things. But there are a lot of people that their greatness was being consistent. And at the end of the day, that's what it really amounts to. It's about the consistent work that you're putting in day after day, putting that hard hat on, rolling up your sleeves and putting in the work. Even with podcasting, you cannot be, you cannot afford to not be consistent. As a matter of fact, what I've started doing now is I used to drop the numbers to bring, pull you behind the scenes. I used to drop these episodes at midnight, but I realized that, hey, the numbers are not showing that people listen to them at midnight. They listen to them very early in the morning. So I want to make sure I'm consistent. I don't want to miss any midnights or anything like that. So I want to make sure I drop it in the morning. All right. But success isn't about greatness, because people get thrown off thinking that, oh, if I can't be great, I can't do it. Just be consistent, man. Even with podcasting, being consistent, whatever thing that you do, be great at that. And your greatness comes from your consistency. All right. That's your C-Plan Do moment of the week. Success isn't always about greatness. It's about consistency. All right. So let's move on to our song of the week. And our song of the week is sponsored by Greenlight Entertainment. And so if you're watching this from YouTube, you know that they don't really let us stream music like that. So you can look in the comment section below. You can look in the details to know what the song, the intro song was, as well as what the song of the week is. I always play all these different songs. And as always, since you're on YouTube right now, hey, I'm looking at you, looking at me, looking at you. Guess what? Go ahead and hit that subscribe button, hit that like button, hit that share button. You know, let's keep this thing going. Let's keep this thing going, you know? So I love all the different songs that I like to post, you know, I like to bring out. And if there is a artist or there is a song that, hey, you really like, put it in the comment section. And that way, if I choose that song, you are a part of the show and I'm going to shout you out. So here is your song of the week. And right after this brief commercial announcement, you'll hear the song. And then we're going to get right back to season 4, episode 6, that 243.
Having a wedding, birthday party, or other social or corporate event, contact Greenlight Entertainment today. With our experienced DJs, quality sound, and professional service, we look to make your event the event. Check us out on the web at www.greenlightentertain.com. With Greenlight Entertainment, you have the green light.
It's time for the twerkulator. I'ma shake what my mama gave me. I'ma shake my money maker. It's time for the twerkulator. It's time for the twerkulator. It's time for the twerkulator. It's time for the twerkulator.
Hey. JT, I'm fly with it. CITY with it. Right cheek, left cheek with it. Fun size on fleet with it. Slim, thick, petite with it. G-Wag with the key missing. One time for my freak. After hour, no sleep. When I get my freak on, they throwing money like me, Chong. When I do my dance, money fight, these throwing bands. JC, I ain't playing. Lil' I don't want your man. But these rich throwing paper. Now it's time for the circulator. It's time for the circulator.
All right. That was your C-Plan Do. I mean, your song of the week sponsored by Greenlight Entertainment. And so let's get right to our appetizer. And our appetizer of the week, it's time. It's time for us to have a business conversation. And so your appetizer today may not be as liked as what's going on, but I think it's good that we have this conversation. And so your appetizer is sponsored by an amazing business, Silk Hair by Sasha. And so Silk Hair by Sasha is a Black-owned company that provides high-quality Brazilian and Indian hair. They also carry, guess what? They carry bonnets. Guess what else they carry? Hair accessories. Guess what else they carry? They carry edge brushes and a ton of other products. They also have custom wig service. So if you're looking to make sure your wigs are right, they have custom wig service. And make sure that you check them out on all streaming platforms. I mean, not streaming platforms, but make sure you check them out on the internet, right? You can check this out on all streaming platforms, but make sure you check them out on their website because they have wonderful bundles. They have deals. Make sure you check them out on, again, well, silkhairbysasha.com, www.silkhairbysasha.com, as well as they're on Instagram, Silk Hair by Sasha. So please make sure you check them out. Tell them Gary sent you. Tell them you listened to the ad. Tell me you listen to the commercial and you're checking them out. Get a custom wig. Get an edge brush. Get something. Yeah? Silk Hair by Sasha. So in this business conversation, because we have to have one, because guess what? I'm a business owner, just like a lot of you guys who listen to the show are business owners or budding business owners or whether it's experienced business owner that's listening to this or you just started out or that you want to start a business. I think that we've seen recently in the, you know, as far as local businesses, I will simply say we have to start stepping our game up. And what I mean by that is recently I've seen a couple of local businesses rant on social media about things, whether it's customers, whether they're changing things, whether, you know, somebody made a complaint. And I offer you this. Regardless of how many people you employ for your business, we have to have a big business mindset. And what I mean is that I want you to look at the big businesses that are out here. They don't rant. They don't rant. They, you know, regardless if they're unprofessional or not, they're looking to solve the problems. And if you are out here and you're a business owner, you cannot say, oh, well, I'm a business owner, but I'm not going to act as a business. You can change whatever you want. You can make moves. You can do those things. You know, I just saw one, you know, recently someone being very aggressive about their pricing. Your prices are your prices. You don't have to explain your prices and be aggressive toward your fans. Yeah, I mean, not fans. You don't have to be aggressive toward your potential clients. People are ranting, disrespecting customer bases. And that's not something that you see big businesses do. You don't see Verizon doing that. You don't see Nike doing that. You don't see Walmart disrespecting their clients. All they're doing is merely setting the expectation and that's it. So we have to get to a place where we understand. And that just comes from, you know, just taking a moment and being professional that when you're in a business, we are customer focused, not you focused. See, that's what I keep seeing is that, yes, it's your business, but your clients fuel your business. Your clients are your business. If you did not have any clients, you would not have a business. And your clients, your customers, they are the most important person on your premises. It's not about you. You can change whatever you want. You can address any issues or if someone said something to you, you can address those things. But if we are looking for people to get away from these big companies, the biggest thing that we have to do is make sure that we bring the consistency and the professionalism that comes from being a business owner. And that's just from me to you. We can't expect people to leave the Walmarts, to leave the Targets, to leave big businesses that have the things that you have, and then turn around and then we disrespect our customers. We disrespect our client bases. We disrespect people and think that somehow a new client is going to look at what you're doing and then say, you know what? He or she is not talking about me. I'm going to use their business. We can't do that. And also one last thing, if you're making changes to your business, you don't have to let people know. Like I see a lot of people say, deposit is required. You can just put that in your policies. It seems very aggressive that people say that. No refunds, no deposit, no service, and really make posts about it. You ever see Wells Fargo do that? You ever see Bank of America do that? You ever see any big company do that? They don't have to do that. You don't have to do that. That your policies are your policies, your prices are your prices, and that's it. And just keep being professional, keep working, get your clients, and that's it. We cannot think that we can disrespect potential clients and then think that new clients are going to come. It's not going to happen. And I want every company to be successful. I want every local company to be successful. But we have to have this conversation because it's too many people thinking they can just air out customers, thinking they can just disrespect customers, and thinking that it's okay. And it's not okay. Your new clients won't come. Your new clients will not come. I saw somebody go off and they refer to their client base, which they built, which they have created, because they were taking their money, and referred to them in disrespectful manners. And I was thinking, like, I don't fall into who he's talking about, but I would never go to his company. I would never go to his place. I would never go to this business. I saw someone else, and she was ranting about clients and thought it was okay. No, let's have a big business mindset, guys. Okay, let's get this money. Let's take care of these clients. Let's take care of these customers. And guess what? I know you're probably like, wow, man, you're coming down on the business owners. And let me tell you something for the business owners. The customer is not always right. They're not. They can be dead wrong. And a lot of times they are, right? Between me and you, we know they are. But they could be wrong with dignity. They could be wrong with respect. You don't have to go back and forth. I had a client. I don't have a lot of people that really have an issue with any of my businesses. But I had a person who, she didn't follow the protocols that I set forth. And then she was upset that she wasn't able to get service. And I was respectful about, you know, she thought she could just show up and just get service. And that's not how I that's disrespecting. That's offending the clients who do the work. And when I brought it to her attention about, hey, here's the policies. I let you know. You know, here is the policy that I set forth when you first signed up. Here are all these different things. And guess what? She was upset, but I could have aired her out. I could have let her know you were aware of these things, but I just said it respectfully because it's a business. And I'm not going to worry about one client that didn't do what they're supposed to do when all the other thousands of clients have been doing what they need to do. Okay. So if you're listening to this, if you're a business owner, take inventory with your business, not the cups or not the plates or not the materials you have. Take inventory with your business and saying, are we operating? Am I operating as a big business? Am I operating as a brand? Because I'm like, oh, I got a brand. Well, how strong is your brand right now? Okay. So that's just from me to you. Just a conversation I've just seen, and I'm pretty sure you guys have seen. And feel free to chime in on all my social media platforms. You know, tell me what you think about it. What do you see? And there are a lot of amazing, great businesses. And I don't want the small amount of businesses who think this is okay to overcloud that. Because as a local business, as a small business, people look at that. People will take I saw one day a person complain about small businesses and they were a small business. See, we can't do that. Okay. All right. So if you know a business person, send this off to them. It, you know, take inventory with yourself if you're a business. That is your appetizer, sponsored by, again, Silk Hair by Sasha. That's an amazing company. So make sure you check her out. Silk Hair by Sasha. All right. Now, can we get to the entree? The delicious entree, season 4, episode 6, entitled That 243. And today we're going over how to deal with rejection. Now, I'm pretty sure you're wondering, why did I call this episode That 243? Well, let me illuminate you guys. Let me illuminate you. That 243 talks about Mr. Howard Schultz. And if you don't know who Howard Schultz is, you probably know his product. Howard Schultz is the owner of the founder, the creator of Starbucks. And Mr. Schultz was rejected coming to the banks. He was rejected 242 times. 242 And 42 times he went to the banks and they turned him down about his coffee business idea. 242 times. But that 243, though, that's the biggest thing. And I wanted to just bring that to light about that 243. And so let's talk about rejection, because we get rejected. And so we got to be able to handle it, you know. So, hey, guess what? Your favorite mindset coach is going to help you out, because guess what? Rejection is painful. I remember when I was a young, scrappy teenager, young guy, I would go to the mall with my friends and we would see all these different nice looking women. And my homeboy would be like, yo, like, that's the one right there for you. Like, oh, he knows what I like. You're like, yes, that's it right there. And I would be scared, to be honest. I'm not going to lie, TLC did a lot of stopping me from talking to a lot of women because I did not have my car. And at that time, you know, Scrubs was a song. And I mean, I was in the passenger side of my best friend's ride. And I thought about that. I said, I can't even talk to them. So, but rejection was the biggest thing. I did not want to be rejected. You know, it wasn't a problem walking up to talk to a person. I do that now. But being rejected at a young age, I didn't want to go through it. A lot of people don't do a lot of things because they don't want to get rejected. They don't want to get rejected. So let's talk about how we can deal with rejection, because Mr. Howard Schultz got rejected 242 times. I couldn't even imagine that, to be honest. It would have happened at maybe the fifth time, but 242 times. But that 243, though. So let's talk about it. So the first thing is acknowledging that, yeah, rejection is painful. Yeah, no one wants to get rejected, whether it's business, whether it's a relationship, whether it's a credit application. You ever got rejected on filling out a credit card? That don't feel good. So acknowledge your emotions when you get rejected, whatever it is. Acknowledge your emotions when you got rejected. Okay. And you can always take a step back, because again, rejection is not going to be pleasant. It's not going to be, you know, hey, I'm okay. We do have to develop a sense of understanding, but yeah, it's a little painful. Okay. So just acknowledge your emotions. If you went out for the big job, if you went out for a job and you really, really wanted this job and they rejected you, guess what? You know, it's painful. So it's okay to acknowledge your emotions. You don't have to shut everything down and just think, oh, that's it. I don't have any emotions about this. No, it's okay to be upset. It's okay to cry. It's okay to be angry. It's okay to acknowledge and be aware of your emotions. And also, if you need to, because maybe it was a big rejection, you can take a step back and take time for yourself just to regroup yourself. Okay, you can acknowledge. So that's the first thing. Acknowledge your emotions, man. We're not robots. It's okay to cry. It's okay to be upset. You know, my son, if you look at the cover of this artwork, which, you know, I got fire artwork, I'm not going to lie, because I like to bring it to, you know, whatever is relevant to the episode. So you see the Starbucks stuff and people, my day one A1s know I don't talk about other businesses on here, but guess what? It's relevant. So shout out to them. Shout out to Starbucks. As a matter of fact, I'm going to get a Starbucks cup today. They didn't pay me to say that yet. Feel me? They ain't pay me yet. They will. But I was going to have a picture initially of a kid striking out, because my son, shout out to my son, my wonderful, amazing son, Logan, was in a baseball team. They just finished their season. And, you know, you got to think that it's kids that are, you know, it might be some new kids, even the great kids on different teams. They're striking out and they're upset when they get struck out, you know. So the great thing is that my son's had the most upbeat attitude, and I'm not saying it because I'm his dad, but I mean, his dad is a life coach, so I would think that he would be a little bit more positive, but no one likes being struck out. No one likes being rejected, you know? And so I was going to have that because I would see how people would just feel, you know, the kids would just really be upset when they get struck out, you know, and it's okay. And as a parent, as an adult, we're like, oh, okay, it's okay. You'll get the next one. But, you know, they're not trying to hear that right then and there. So it's okay to acknowledge your emotions, okay? We all strike out. Even the best hitter, the best basketball player, whatever, they strike out, whatever that means. LeBron James is one of my favorite athletes, and if you're watching, if you're listening to this currently, they did not make, they exited the first round, which is the first time in his career has ever happened. Now, I will say I'm a huge LeBron James fan. I do not believe in, you know, they had like 5 minutes left in one of the games and they were getting blown out and he walked off. That's not acceptable as a leader, as a person, you know, that's your team. You got to stay with them. But I understand the rejection. I understand that. I understand that hate, that not hate, but I understand that feeling, that hate of losing. I don't like to lose. I'm thinking about how volatile my ass was listening to, you know, when I was young playing basketball, I would yell at my teammates and stuff like that because nobody wants to get rejected. No one wants to lose because we really identify rejection with losing. So first thing is acknowledge your emotions. Yeah. Take a step back if you need to. Next thing is going to be, which I really, really like, review it as evidence. So if you get rejected, right, you can just review it as evidence of what's going on, because you're really just failing or not being, you know, you're failing. Let's call it failing. Getting rejected, we can take a step back, take inventory and say, okay, well, why did I not do this? I want you to take, look at, be honest, and take account for what's going on. All right. And when you're using it as evidence, you can say, okay, what's going on? So like, I remember a while back when I didn't get a credit card, that's a rejection, even though it's small. Yeah. And I would say, okay, well, what is it? What is it? Oh, my credit is not where it needs to be. Oh, I have a revolving credit. I have something on my credit report that's causing a problem. And guess what? You can solve the problem. By you solving the problem, by you understanding and looking at rejection as evidence on what's not working, you can then make it work. That's it. And that's the amazing thing. And so just review as evidence, examine what your role in it. You know, so like if you went out for a job, you went out for the big job that you wanted and they not give you the job. What? Why? Because sometimes it might not be you. You can say, hey, I did everything I need to do. I have been wanting to get a position in a certain company that I worked for a long time. And they kept rejecting me. It wasn't 242 times, but it was definitely enough for me to say, man. But then when I examined it, I understood that, hey, man, to be honest, it's not me. It's not me. You know, one time, you know, when I saw who they picked for that position that came up, I said, you know what, that person was more experienced than me. That person already was running those type of arenas. So I understood. But the other times I was like, this is them. This is who they, you know, they don't want a person like me. And it's okay to understand that. And it's evident. Because when I would see who they hired, I'm like, wait a minute, I have more experience than them. I have this. And it's not even about them. It's just taking inventory of myself and saying, okay, well, it can't be my experience level or my education or these things. It has to just be something else that I'm unaware of. And then that's when I would go back and ask them. And sometimes when you go back and ask, hey, why didn't this happen? And they give you some sort of wonky excuse. Then you can say, yeah, you know what? It's them. It's not me. It's them, it's not me. But I do want you, outside of acknowledging your emotions, I want you to review it as evidence, being honest with yourself. You know, hey, be honest with yourself and use it to your advantage. Use it. Use it to your advantage. Think about how he had to have been confirmed that this was going to be an amazing business for him to go up to different banks 242 times. Now look at where we are. You don't even, if I showed you the logo without words, you would know what it is, because we know what it is. So review it as evidence. The next thing is very important, and it's difficult to probably hear when getting rejected, but guess what? Be positive. And what I mean by be positive is resist the urge to be negative and be self-critical about yourself. It's one thing, like, okay, like I said, with the credit thing, or if you went for the big job, or if you tried to, you know, go on a date with somebody, or you tried to deal with somebody and it didn't work out, it's okay to take that inventory with yourself, but it's okay to say, you know what? Hey, it didn't work. It didn't work. I didn't get the car that I wanted. You know, you ever did that? You ever go to a car dealership and you're like, oh, I see this car. I want it. You already imagining what you're going to play when leaving off the lot. I remember that. I remember that when I was in my 20s. I was like, oh, I'm going to get this truck, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, my heart wanted a truck. My mind wanted a truck, but my budget was like, no. My credit was like, no. But be positive. Because no matter what, if there's something that you can change it. So if it is something as small as like credit, and I'm going to have someone later on in the season talk to us about credit, that's something that we can adjust. It might take a couple of weeks. It might take a month. It might take over a year. But you can start right now adjusting. And even with anything else, you can start adjusting. I always love and am positive at the fact of things that I can control. If I'm able to control it, you know, or change it to get the what I want, that's great. And if I can't, that's great too, because then I understand it's out of my control and I don't have to hold on to that. I tell people when they go to interviews, because I do interview coaching, and if you're going up for a job, definitely get with me with interview coaching. But when I talk to people who are getting ready for this big interview, some of them are very negative about it. They're like, oh, well, they already have their people. They already know who they want. And that actually might be true sometimes, not all the times, because I've served on these interview panels and I've never been on an interview panel and they knew who they wanted. Now, it's not to say that they didn't know who they liked. And even with then, I've seen people, I'm like, oh, this person might get the job. And they bombed because they didn't have interview coaching from me. So please, if you were looking for that job, and I'll post the link for you to set up an appointment. But be positive. So in that scenario, you know, you like, oh, well, they already know who they're going to pick. All right, cool. But that doesn't stop you from going in there and firing it up and having the best interview possible. That's it. Only thing you are in control of is having the best interview possible. Whatever happens after that, if they choose somebody that because that's their friend or whatever, you can't control that. So be positive. Don't beat yourself up, man. It's a lot of things going on in the world. There's a lot of things going on up here in our mind. Guess what? You don't need to beat yourself up because you know how to hurt you. That's the unfortunate thing, is that we know what to say to ourselves to hurt ourselves. So resist the urge of being negative. Going back, and again, when I was, you know, I had to understand this, and one of my childhood friends, shout out to Ronnie, he really let me know. You know, when I was trying to talk to these different beautiful women when we was young, and if I would get rejected, it's okay. And he would, you know, and when we were all single, you know, so it wasn't nothing to keep trying to, you know, if somebody else comes across, it's okay. And then then one day I had to remind, when as I got older, I had to say, you know what? I may not be somebody's preference. It's okay. Right now, in the comment section or on social media, write your favorite ice cream. My favorite ice cream is chocolate chip cookie dough. Yours might be vanilla. Or based upon the when I teach CPR, most people like butter pecan ice cream or cookies and cream or the basics, you know, strawberry vanilla chocolate. Whatever, if I gave you a cup of, if I presented you a cup of cookie dough and presented you a cup of your favorite ice cream, you're going to probably choose yours every time. And it's okay. That me, someone not choosing cookie dough is not an indictment or that's not, you know, something wrong with me. It's not an indictment on me. It's okay. So if you get rejected, you can review, because the biggest thing in this is reviewing it as evidence. Okay, well, what's going on? What happened here? What is my role? And you can't do that if you're negative, because you're immediately going to go with your emotions, right? You're going to go to, and that's why I said, take a step back in the event that you are upset, give yourself some time and then go back and say, okay, well, what happened? What role did I play? Did I do everything I could do? Yeah, I did. Okay, cool. Then it's on them. But I want you to analyze and examine it and try to get an understanding of why. And sometimes we might be in a great situation where we can ask. If you get turned down for credit, they'll tell you why. Or you'll get that nice little letter in the mail. Hey, you had you know, issues on your, you know, you had longstanding whatever past you, blah, blah, blah. Whatever it is, you're able to deal with it. If you did not get accepted for whatever, most of the time they let you know. So rejection can just let us know how can we adjust. All right. So as we wrap this up, acknowledge your emotions. That's number one. Take a step back if you need to. Yeah, take a step back. It's okay to take a step back. Take a time out. Review it as evidence. Review your rejection as evidence. Take an account of your role. You know, be honest with yourself. Use it as to your advantage. Be positive. Don't dive in into this mud, into this muckiness of you being negative. Don't resist that urge. And the last thing is, next. 242 times Howard Schultz was rejected. Let me give you some other numbers of people who got rejected. Walt Disney. Yeah. Guess how many times, guys? 302 times. So I could have really, for this episode, I could have said that 303. So we got Howard Schultz putting up 242 times got rejected. We got Walt Disney 302 times got rejected. We got J.K. Rowling, the author of the Harry Potter series, got turned down. She talked about it. Got turned down for years by publishing companies. Turned down for years. Now, if you say professional coffee cup, if you say professional coffee company, most of the time it's going to be Starbucks comes up. Your kids want to go to Walt Disney. Your kids want to go to Disney World or Disneyland or Disney Universe. I guess that's going to be the next thing. I would imagine that. If I say Expecto Patronum right now, some of you guys already know what I'm talking about. You know who Harry Potter is. So in the event that you get rejected in whatever it is, go through the things that we just talked about. And also, we're on to the next one. We're on to the next bank. We're on to the next job. We're on to the next relationship. We're on to the next thing. Because I don't want you to get stuck and stay there. And don't give up. Don't give up. If you are convicted in whatever this is, someone somewhere has the ability, the resources to be able to assist you. And your job is to find them. And how you can find them is by being consistent and putting it out there. Kevin Hart said that he had been a comedian for 7 years before he got his big break. The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, said that he showed up in 95, 94, 95 with $5 in his pocket. $5 or $7. I got to make sure I check that. You guys can let me know. But it was under $10. And he said he knew two things. One, that he was broke as hell. And then two, that one day he won't be. Now he's not. So again, let me run those numbers down to let you know. One of my friends came out with an ebook. She was a little concerned. She didn't think she was going to sell. She's close to 100 sales at this point. Almost 100. I don't get into the business of telling people I told you so. I just believe that if you're putting out the work, if you're doing this, it's going to pay off. Of course, as a podcaster, I want to be able to wake up and look at 20,000 views in one day when I put it out there. 1 million views. People, you know, all these things. And guess what, guys? They're going to happen. You can mark this down. Season 4, episode 6, that 243. They're going to happen. It's just about not giving up, being consistent, and just going over the tips we just talked about. You got this. You do. You really do. And if you feel like you don't, then I want you to take into account, well, why do I feel like I don't have it? And if it's something that I don't have, whether it's like a certification or something like that, then how can I get it? But that next, that's very important. Don't get caught up. Someone told you no. There's going to be someone told you yes. 242 times. Even now, I can't even imagine, you know, me going and getting rejected 200 times. I couldn't even imagine getting rejected 100 times. But we got to keep fighting, because one day that 243 is going to happen. And that 243rd person, and that person says yes, doesn't matter. 200, that just means the 242 other people were wrong. Tom Brady did not go, and if you know Tom Brady, the GOAT, one of the GOATs, he did not go round one in the NFL draft. He did not go first. He was in a couple of other rounds. Think about all these different players. You're like, wow, they're amazing. They did not go first. Most of the time, a person that goes first, they're a bust. It's those people that's in the third round, the second and third round, the fifth round, the seventh round. They're the ones. And you got to think, all these other teams, Lamar Jackson, you know, my favorite, you know, I'm of course here, you know, C-Plan Dude Show. We're the official, non-official podcasting and life coach company for the Baltimore Ravens. He didn't go first. There were at least, I want to say, 10 other teams that passed on him. I bet you they wouldn't do that now. But the Ravens didn't pass on him. And look where we are. A lot of teams passed on Tom Brady. And look where he is. It will be people, places, and things that will pass on you. And then one day you'll look back and say, hey, look where I am. Next! All right? So guess what? That's the end of the show today. Season 4, episode 6, that 243. And I am optimistic that 243rd opportunity will come to you. As always, thank you for checking out this episode. You can watch each and every episode by going to the C Plan Do Show website, www.cplandoshow.com. Check out this episode. Check out all the other episodes. You need to binge with this. If you're just watching me for the first time, you need to binge. What are you doing? All right. Binge and check all the other episodes out. And you can always leave comments. I love responding to comments. I love what people are saying. All right. Also, if you're looking to be on the show, you want to be a guest on the show, you want to be a supporter of this show, you know, my Patreon viewers, my Patreon supporters are the best in the planet. They are providing financial support for the small amount daily, a month, the amount of a cup of coffee, the cost of a cup of coffee. See what I did there? Can assist this show with all the financial things that I would like to do. And guess what? I appreciate each and every person. You get perks, you get shirts, you get stickers from me, all these wonderful things. So if you want to be a Patreon supporter, if you say, hey, I want to back this show, you want to be a, you know, if that's what you want to do, definitely check out the Patreon page on my website. If you want to be a sponsor, you hear Silk Hair by Sasha is an amazing sponsor. If you want to be a sponsor, someone just asked me last night that they want to be a sponsor and they've never heard any of the episodes. See that 243? See how that works? They just knew me and we were talking. They was like, oh, I want to be a sponsor. So if you want to be a sponsor of the show, you want to come on in and promote your goods, your services, your events, what you're doing, please let me know. Please hit me up. And also, last but certainly not least, thank you for watching this show. Whether it's your first time, your third time, you watch every single episode. Thank you, man. I cannot thank you enough. I look at the numbers and I could easily feel rejected because I'm not getting a million views. I don't care because I know I'm going to be consistent. I'm going to keep working and it's going to be one day. Somebody's going to say, yo, you check out the C Plan Dude Show. Somebody like, what? Oh, and then boom. Now I'm going to have a camera crew. I'm doing all this myself. I'm going to have a camera. We got a studio, right? I'm getting into the studio. I want to wait till outside officially opens back up. Not really. But I'm going to start going from there. But I'm going to make sure I'm consistently working from season 1 to season 4. Just like you. And so thank you, thank you. I'm working for me, but I'm also working for you. Because I want to make sure that you have the best podcast episode that you're watching. I don't want to give you subpar stuff. I want you to get the best. The best of the best. So thank you for being the best part of the show. You are actually the best part of the show. Not me. I'm here, but you are the best part of the show. And so until we see each other again, because we will, man, we'll see each other again. I'll see you. I'll see you tomorrow. I'll see you today. Until we talk again, because we'll talk. We're talking right now. You can respond back. You can email me. You can text me until we talk again. And until we share those special, special moments again, man, because we definitely will share those special moments. Always remember, guys, hey, man, See what you want to do. You can see it. I know you see it. Write it down right now. Plan that thing out. Gotta have a plan. And then do. Get that cup of coffee up in you. Get that energy. Get that motivation. And realize that the 243rd person is going to say yes. All right? And I want them to say yes. All right, guys. So thank you so much for watching. Thank you for listening. All right. And until next time. Bye.